This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A new study from the state attorney general looks at how fentanyl is sold illegally online and how that's leading to more deaths. CPR's Lucretia Wembley has more.
The DEA Rocky Mountain Division confiscated nearly 2 million fentanyl pills and more than 150 pounds of fentanyl powder last year. But law enforcement officials fear that's just the tip of the iceberg for how much the substance is actually being illegally distributed. Many of the sales happen on social media platforms like Snapchat, Facebook, and others. According to the AG report, drug dealers and buyers turn to the internet as a primary source of handling transactions. Researchers want greater transparency from social media sites regarding user data to aid in police investigations. I'm Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
Fires at homeless camps in El Paso County have led to the creation of a new group to address the problem. Sean Biddle is chief of the small Stratmore Hills Fire District. He says the fires have the potential to spread fast.
They're building those fires next to flammable materials, grasses and underbrush, next to a large pile of trash and debris, next to propane containers.
He says fire districts across the county worry that the area's next major wildfire will come from one of those campfires. A woman is suing a Denver police officer over injuries she suffered when officers shot into a crowded sidewalk last summer. Denver police claim a man pointed a gun at them, prompting them to fire into the crowd. Angelica Ray says a stray bullet severed a nerve in her leg, causing permanent damage and financial losses. The suit names Officer Brandon Ramos, who is also facing criminal charges in that incident. People from around the world are in Colorado for a cryptocurrency convention, but digital money isn't the only attraction.
When I was leaving the airport, I saw the iconic Coors Mountain shot. So, yeah, that was nice.
We'll check out that crypto conference just a little later in this hour. Across the Denver area, sunny and breezy this afternoon. This is CPR News.